Families gathered in Broomfield High School's gym to participate in Tiny Tot Town hosted by Balswan Children's Center on Saturday, with more than 30 local businesses and organizations creating a miniature town for children to experience. Each business designed a child-friendly and interactive play space that represented who they are. Debbie Kunz, executive director of Balswan Children's Center, spearheaded the event and said it was designed to allow families to play together in a space where kids could lead. The inspiration was creating a free event where children are the leaders. All of the fun is derived from children's play, Kunz said. Children visiting the station for the Paul Derda Recreation Center could compete in activities to win fun prizes including temporary tattoos, necklaces and bubbles. Kim Evelsizer organizes all the youth programs at Paul Derda Recreation Center and said she was excited to participate in the event. "Anything we can do to promote youth being active mentally, physically, I'm in," Evelsizer said. The Animal Doctor Station allowed children to operate on stuffed animals and look at x-rays. Dance Arts Studio led the children in dances to Disney's Encanto and other popular music. Infinitas Pie had a station for kids to practice tossing pizza dough in the air. The event filled both gyms at Broomfield High School. Gabrielle Johnson, a teacher at Balswan, brought her daughter, Violet, to join in on the fun. "I think the community is really just ready to be together. I love the concept of getting the kids involved, and I think it's just a beautiful way for communities to advertise their personalities along with their services," Johnson said. Violet said she had the most fun at a bracelet-making station, where she could make bracelets by filling tubes with colored sand. Michelle Fitzwilliam also brought her daughter, Ursa, to the event. "I want to do the snow cones again," Ursa exclaimed when asked her thoughts on the event. Fitzwilliam added they also spent a lot of time at Miss Colorado's crown-making station. Jeremy Davis brought his three kids, ages 8, 6 and 20 months to the event. He said they were having a great time and were very excited to come to the event. "Being able to bring our children to a safe place, with like-minded parents, like-minded children, being able to almost let them roam around free and let them enjoy being kids," Davis said. He said if organizers host another event, he would return in a heartbeat. Kun said they hope to do many more Tiny Tot Town events and in even bigger spaces in the future. Editor's note: this story has been updated to correct the spelling of Michelle Fitzwilliam's name.